March 3rd. Alexander Graham Bell considered the telephone intrusive. On this day in 1847, the inventor Alexander Graham Bell was born. Although credited with inventing the telephone, Bell always considered it an intrusion on his real work as a scientist and refused to have one in his study. He'd been interested in inventing since his childhood in Edinburgh. Much of his early work was helping deaf people, and he wrote books on sign language and lip reading. This is part of a poem which describes how news was delivered before Bell's time. It has a rousing rhythm, and it is quite a harrowing story, especially for the horses. This is Robert Browning's How We Brought the News from Ghent to Aix. I sprang to the stirrup, and Joris and he, I galloped, Dirk galloped, we galloped all three. Good speed, cried the watch, as the gate belts undrew. Speed echoed the wall to us galloping through. Beyond shut the postern, the light sank to rest, and into the midlight we galloped abreast. Not a word to each other, we kept the great pace, neck by neck, stride by stride, never changing our place. I turned in my saddle and made its girth light, then shortened each stirrup and set the peak right. We buckled the cheap strack, chained the slacker the bit, nor galloped less steadily Roland a whit. So Joris broke silence with, yet there is time. By Hasselt, Dirk groaned and cried, Joris, stay spurs. Your roast galloped bravely, the halt's not in her. We'll remember at Aix, for one heard the quick wheeze of her chest, saw the stretched neck and staggering knees, and sunk tail and horrible heave of the flank, as down on her haunches she shuddered and sank. And it goes on like that. Very difficult for the horses. Today I will focus on being able to communicate in a simple and direct way in the interests of mutual understanding.